Our guest is Paul DeWeese of the Missouri Auction School. You see him on the Budweiser Light commercial, and he taught the actor who's doing that how to do it. If you want to talk to Paul, 703-418-1500. Now, these rhythm tongue twisters that I have printed out in front of me, help an auctioneer how?
Well, they help develop the rhythm that we were talking about in the chant, because that's very important so that it's pleasant to listen to. You don't want to have a monotone just like in a speaking voice, and these help to develop that rhythm beat.
We have Tommy Atatimus took two tees and tied them to the top of two tall trees.
That's right. And
we say that three times.
And
right?
We would, with the rhythm beat, it would be Tommy Atatimus took two tees, tied them atop of two tall trees. Tommy Atatimus took two tees, tied them atop of two tall trees. Tommy Atatimus took two tees, tied them atop of two tall trees.
Round the rough and rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Round the rough and rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Round the rough and rugged rock, the raggle rascal ran.
Larry, I think I could teach you to be an auctioneer.
Rubber baby buggy bumper, 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 rubber baby buggy bumper.
It's good to see a grown adult do something like that.
Act like an idiot. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's better. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So it is Betty Batter bought a butter, bit of Betty Botter.
Pretty close. Here's what it sounds like pretty fast. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said it's butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So does better. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
Picture a guy just got in his car, right? Just get off the airport. Hey, let's try the King show. Yeah, two guys losing it. Now do some auctioneering for me and tell me what you're doing in between pricing.
Okay. First, I'll do the chant. All right, I'm a 200 now, quarter, two and quarter and a half, 250 and a 75, 275 and a $300, four and a quarter, 25, 50 and a 75, 375 and a $400, four and a quarter, but 25, 50, you on them, 450, sold, four and a quarter. Basically there, Larry, that was a speed it up. That's our normal chant. You heard the rhythm. You probably heard the two numbers, the money we were asking for and the money that we already had bid.
Slow it down for me.
Let's do it at a slower pace, and I'm going to throw in some of the filler words that I use. In this case would be now and will you give me. So let's do it this way. I'm at $1 bidding now, two, now, two, will you give me two? I'm at $1 bidding now, two, will you give me two? You can see that I'm bid $1 and I'm asking for two, and I'm using the filler words now and will you give me. Back speeding up. I'm a one, a two, even $2, four, I'm a two, and a three, even $3, four, and a four, $4, even $4, four, sold. $3. Same idea.
How do I signal you for that?
Okay, typically, any kind of a signal, normally raising the hand.
Nod of head.
Nod of the head, something like that. A lot of people are concerned at an auction that somehow they're going to inadvertently scratch their nose and get something bought, but quite frankly, that doesn't happen
very
often.
Now, would the pace completely change at an art auction where you're auctioning a Matisse?
Yes, I think it will depend on the type of auction you're going to have, particularly either the items that you're selling. In your example, the art auction is going to be a little bit slower, primarily also because you're dealing with a lot higher value items.
As will the horse auction. If my thoroughbred's going up to $200,000,
$300,000.
Let's go to calls. For the fascinating subject, that's why I love this job. You get curious about everything. Paul DeWeese is the guest, Fairfax, Virginia. Hello.
Hello there. I'm Paul. It's nice to hear your voice. And I'll say 25. Will I get $30 to get them 35? Will you get them 35? I used to be your babysitter years ago.
Is this Senator Conrad Burns?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm just a guy that crawled in the car and started to the airport and heard you guys go through all this foolishness.
Senator Conrad Burns from Montana is an auctioneer. He's the U.S. Senator from Montana, of course, and was an instructor at the Missouri Auction School for years. And, in fact, when my parents, when I was very young, went to Europe, he babysat for me.
Always good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, Conrad.
Good luck to you.
Thank you for calling, Senator. Hey, United States Senators called in to auction off stuff. Findlay, Ohio at 23 past the hour. Hello.
Hello there, Larry.
Hi.
I'd like to ask your guest, what is the best way to break into the auction field?
I think the auction profession is one that, like any business, that it takes some time to develop the business. The nice thing about the auction profession is that a lot of times it doesn't require you to quit your current employment. A lot of the work is done on the weekends and on the evening, so it allows you to build your business while you're also carrying out other employment.
And it's good income.
It is good income. Sure is.
Philadelphia, Missouri. Hello.
Yeah, this is John.
Hey, John.
Hey, Paul?
Yes?
Yes, I went to auction school back in 1987, and I really enjoyed the auction school. I think it's a great place if somebody wants to start out being an auctioneer, and I had a real good time there.
Well, thank you.
I just come back from having an auction today. We had one in Illinois, and it's a great profession to be in.
What'd you auction today?
We had a farm sale. We had machinery, tractors, and just a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, now when the auctioneer comes to that, they have to tell him that this tractor is worth $4,000.
Typically what will happen when the item is being introduced for sale, the auctioneer will give any information about the item, and then they will probably suggest a price, and they'll ask for bids from the crowd and suggest a price, normally about what the auctioneer would consider the value of the item would be. And then they'll back down until they get an opening bid, and then they progress up just like we were discussing earlier.
Are there lots of auctioneers now, auction houses, looking for women?
I think more and more. You'll find that the auction profession is really a family profession. 77% of the auction companies in the country have some member of their family involved in the profession. So what we're seeing is where for years sons or grandsons were involved in the business, we're now seeing daughters and granddaughters becoming involved. And then also, because more and more women are starting in the business, and buyers, bidders are women, that a lot of the companies are looking for women to become involved in the profession.
The people attending the auction know what you're saying?
Yeah, again, we talked about you might change your chant a little bit depending on the type of bidders or items that you have. If you're dealing with professional buyers, you're going to sell very fast, because they're going to be used to that, and that might be an auto auction where there's dealers involved, or a livestock auction where we're dealing, let's say, in the art area or an estate area or antiques where maybe they aren't as used to.
What's the toughest thing you had ever to sell?
I'm trying to think of the toughest thing we ever had to sell. We had to sell a sunken ship one time for the customs service, and it was actually underwater, and that was pretty tough to sell.
Paul, I thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
Our guest has been Paul DeWeese, president of the Missouri Auction School. That is the country's largest auction school. And Paul appears in those popular Bud Light TV commercials and taught the actors how to do what they do.